David Smith is in Boshtata for us, where tribal elders from Bani Walid have been negotiating with rebel forces. David, any idea what they've been saying?
They were saying that about 90% of Bani Walid is ready to put down their weapons and allow the revolutionary forces in. But there still appears to be that hardcore of Gaddafi loyalists who have been spreading information and receiving information that the rebels want to rape women and massacre people when they come into Bani Walid, and there's a lot of fear about that. I understand that the clan leaders who have been in this mosque where I'm standing have been trying to persuade the Gaddafi forces to either leave or give in, but they're still not yet certain whether that has happened. And at the end of this meeting, I grab a quick word with Abdullah Kitchell, who's the rebel lead negotiator. I asked him, is there a resolution? And he replied, it's the beginnings of a resolution. Certainly the clan leaders who are here were talking peace and happy for this finish. But there's still no timetable, still no guarantee that both the rebels and the media will be allowed into Bani Walid today. It seems the clan leaders will go back and do yet more talking.
Sounds very rowdy. What's going on?
Right now, there's a big celebration outside, and given what I've just said, I think the celebrations may be a little premature. There are rebels with flags, basically standing. You're never quite sure how spontaneous this is, and a show for the cameras. And you can probably hear there's a lot of rifles being fired into the air, which has been a trademark of this revolution. I must say, if I was one of these clan leaders from Bani Walid, and you know, they were sitting cross-legged on the floor of the mosque, making their anxieties known and looking sort of rather nervous, if I was one of them and I walked out to this hail of gunfire, with people sort of firing into the air, tremendous noise, and one is always slightly concerned where these bullets are falling, then it wouldn't exactly encourage me to surrender. I would be thinking, well, at the very least, when they come into Bani Walid, there'll be plenty more flying into the air as well, which is probably not likely to settle the nerves of the population.
What assurances were the tribal elders seeking, and what were they given, if any?
Overall, in the last few days, the people of Bani Walid, probably led by the Gaddafi loyalists, have been saying, look, you can come in, but don't bring any weapons. And given the history of you know, people being led into traps and so on, it's perhaps understandable why the rebels are not so keen to walk in with no guns at all. Today, one of the rebel negotiators has said, say, you know, we ask you not to fight your brothers when we go in, but sort of sticking to their position that they will be armed, and that if there are pro-Gaddafi snipers in town, we heard yesterday there may be up to 100 of those, then the rebels will take them on, and the rebels will certainly outnumber them and have more guns. So the main argument, the main point of difference, still seems to be, you know, will the rebels be armed when they go in? How can conflict be minimised? Will there still be people fighting for Muammar Gaddafi who will open fire and possibly that will entail a lot of civilian casualties?
What happens next?
Sorry?
What happens next?
Next, the clan leaders who were just at this meeting today, and as I say, this is sitting in a relatively small mosque, sort of white walls, carpet on the floor, and a very sort of televisual event. I mean, these delicate political negotiations were literally going on with microphones and cameramen leaning over shoulders, and at the end, somebody just grabbed a mic from Al Jazeera and sort of addressed the meeting with that. These clan leaders are now going back to Bani Walid, which is about 50 kilometres away, and I think conveying the message of the outcome of what was said. They claim to have most of the population on side already. The big question will be what happens to the Gaddafi loyalists? There's been endlessly contradictory information and rumours for several days now, and one suggestion today was that the Gaddafi loyalists have been told to give up or leave, and many of them may have left. So there could be a sort of anti-climax if those two sort of four Gaddafi have gone, then people will drive into the town and that will be the end of it. But yet again, we cannot be sure whether that will happen in the next hour or next week. Things are moving at a slow pace, and almost every prediction of a deadline and an entry into Bani Walid has been wrong so far.
Gaddafi spokesman Musa Ibrahim has been talking about Gaddafi fighting back. Is there any sign that he's still in Bani Walid?
Certainly he appeared to be yesterday from what the negotiators were saying. In fact, he seems to have been really speaking on behalf of the Gaddafi elements there. 24 hours later, one assumes he's still there because the town is surrounded and it would be presumably quite hard for him to escape. We've been hearing other reports internationally of convoys of Gaddafi vehicles driving from Libya into Niger. But that is a Musa Ibrahim. It looks like he may have missed his seat in that one. As far as we know, he is still in Bani Walid, and it'll be interesting if we can find him and speak to him and see his conditions, because he's a sort of suave, dapper, very westernised figure who lived in London for years, sort of cosmopolitan and extremely middle class. He spent most of the war in the 5-star hotel in Rixos, and he may have suffered a fall from grace now, kind of sleeping rough in fairly primitive conditions with no water or electricity. It'll be interesting to see if he's still as pugnacious as he used to be.
These celebrations, have you seen this kind of thing before, after negotiations?
I haven't been to many negotiations of this nature, but people don't generally need much of an excuse for these kind of celebrations. The Libyan revolution is possibly still in something of a honeymoon period. So in Tripoli, every night, from one hotel room, there is often the sound of gunfire, and the first thing is to think, is this fighting, is this trouble? And then it nearly always turns out to be a celebration, and it happened on Saturday after Libya's first football match since the fall of Gaddafi, when they beat Mozambique in Cairo. People were watching that on TV, and there was much firing into the air. And at other times as well, even just sort of riding off from one checkpoint to another, people will shoot into the air and cheer and celebrate. And as I say, I think they're aware they're on television, and there are plenty of cameras about at the moment, so some of it is playing to the gallery, but it doesn't necessarily signify that Bani Walid has fallen or anything like that.
Okay, David, thanks for the update. Keep us posted.
All right.